The Pittsfield Board of Health has approved Berkshire County's mosquito control project for the summer. It involves a new state process for properties opting out of treatment. The Berkshire County Mosquito Control Project will remain largely unchanged from previous years, with a few exceptions. Residents will have to reapply through the state this year to be on the no-spray list. It will take the state 2 weeks to process the application. Then, residents are required to place signs reading "no spray" on their property that are visible from the street. Gina Armstrong is Pittsfield's Director of Public Health.
That definitely will delay the request,
right.
Whereas before it was fairly efficient. They would either email or call you.
Right,
and
but they are going to keep a database of all no sprays for the whole state.
Project Superintendent Chris Horton says residents used to just ask him to skip their property when spraying for mosquitoes. But that no-spray list grew to roughly 150 names, and sometimes the property changed hands without Horton being notified. He says some residents think the chemicals can cause health issues.
We don't have a magic wand that can eliminate the mosquitoes at the drop of a hat.
Sprayers will also use a different barrier chemical called Maverick because it's easier to apply.
We do it by truck. It's basically an air compressor that puts out a very fine droplet. The droplet is designed to be so small that it doesn't settle in the environment. It's going to stay airborne, and that droplet is going to hit a mosquito, and that will take the mosquito down.
Board of Health Chairman Jay Green says residents can ask for Maverick during special events.
Are you going to be at Third Thursdays again throughout the summer?
Yep, we did Third Thursdays, and the farmers markets last year. Really, we did the STEM fair at Berkshire Community College. Any opportunity we have, we'll make a presence.
Authorities will also collect samples from mosquitoes and send them to the state to test for West Nile and Eastern equine encephalitis. Then they can target treatment to specific areas.
Reducing the amount of stagnant water, improving water quality, removing containers that could hold water, all those things reduce possible breeding sources. And that makes the problem smaller from the beginning.
Since 2011, there has been 58 cases of West Nile in mosquitoes and one human case in Berkshire County. There have been 6 mosquito cases of Eastern equine encephalitis. While last year's statewide drought meant fewer mosquitoes than normal, out of the 136 samples collected, one contained the West Nile virus. 1,610 acres were treated with 7.8 gallons of chemicals.
It's resource limited because you can't kill all the mosquitoes. Nobody can afford that. So
far this year, the organization has used more larvicide than all of last year.
We want to know where the mosquitoes are and how many there are, how much breeding habitat there is, what the potential is for breeding in those habitats.
April's rain and melting snow caused flooding, which encouraged more mosquitoes to breed.
As the season progresses, mosquito populations just increase exponentially.
Horton and Health Director Gina Armstrong will decide when and where to spray. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.